Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. If you've been in the AI or startup space for a while, you'll probably know Dialpad, because Dialpad is a company that has raised over $100 million. I think they did a Series E that valued them back at, you know, $1.2 billion back in October of 2020. This is definitely a company that has been around the block. But today on the podcast, I want to talk about a huge new push they have made into the area of AI. And, you know, this is a company that has Mark or Andreessen Horowitz on their board. And so obviously a very well-capitalized company with a lot of big connections, and jumping into AI is a big deal for this company. So let's jump into it. So I think this is a very notable shift towards niche-specific large language models founded on exclusive data. And in this kind of shift that I believe we're going to see more in the future, Dialpad, which is an AI-driven customer intelligence platform, has unveiled Dialpad GPT. So this LLM is specifically devised to bolster features in customer service, sales, and recruiting. One of these features includes the automation of tasks such as summarization of sales, customer interactions, and team events, right? This is something that we've seen a number of other softwares do, so nothing too revolutionary there. But coming from San Francisco, this company was actually established back in 2011, and Dialpad essentially aspires to be recognized as the Salesforce of AI. So this aspiration has been 5 years in the making, with the company harnessing 5 billion minutes of unique conversational data to sculpt Datapad GPT. So this new addition is going to complete Datapad's existing AI-enhanced platform used for video meetings, calls, and team interactions. So several conversational AI solutions adopt, you know, really popular LLMs like ChatGPT. However, they're very, very generic, and they actually lack a lot of specific business data. And, you know, moreover, they also have issues with scalability, accuracy, and also issues related to privacy and security. So Craig Walker, who is the CEO and founder of Dialpad, commented in a recent conversation saying, quote, "Unless you own that entire stack and have all those inputs, regardless of how you're talking to a customer, it's challenging to develop a model tailored to these kinds of conversations." So supporting this sentiment, Minja, who is a general partner of A16Z, with its CEO, Mark Andreessen, being, you know, being a member of Dialpad's board, noted, quote, "Dialpad's AI infrastructure caters to some of the world's most rigorous enterprise demands. The debut of Dialpad GPT, an LLM refined for enterprise communication, promises to be transformative for businesses globally. Not many teams have the expertise to achieve this." So Dialpad's really rich legacy in natural language processing and AI played a very pivotal role in crafting Dialpad GPT. And this expertise was further enhanced in 2018 when Dialpad incorporated TalkIQ, which is a front runner in the conversational data AI. So Walker emphasized that not many in the industry possess the internal AI capabilities that Dialpad has championed since the TalkIQ acquisition. And crafting an LM, as he put it, is a very huge task. He said, quote, creating an LLM is intricate, and without a seasoned team, it's daunting as a starting point. It's, an elite mastery in the AI domain. It's not feasible to instantly gather a dedicated team for such an endeavor. And I think that the inspiration behind Dialpad GPT was actually born from a simple experiment. So following the launch of ChatGPT, Dialpad quickly recognized its potential. Walker recounted, our initial step was to process a call transcript through ChatGPT and request a summary. The result was pretty good. The potential of generative AI to distill complex content and offer a concise summary was evident. So that was kind of the eureka moment that led to the inception of Dialpad GPT. And the objective was pretty clear, to essentially harness the technology for every conversation. So Dialpad's primary business streams stem from contact centers and sales, with plans underway to really introduce this into recruiting. And I think Walker pointed out that these domains stood out as obvious choices for ensuring comprehensive conversational summaries and tracking actionable insights. Currently, Dialpad GPT is accessible to select customers as part of Dialpad's early adopter program. However, in October of this year, it's going to be available for broader clientele. This is a really interesting field. I think, this is a service that specifically services call centers and sales and whatnot. And, helping with transcribing of calls, I think, is really important. But I think that we're about to go one step further with AI. If you'll look, you'll notice that that is 11 Labs, who's like one of the best companies as far as, text to audio, has just released instantaneous streaming. They tweeted this out a couple days ago. And essentially what that means is, normally, right, if you think of ChatGPT, you think of the fact that you ask it a question and then you watch it type out its response. And so if you kind of go into like the context of audio, what you'd have to do is query, 11 Labs, say, here, read this like script, and then it reads it, then it sends you the file. What it can do now is live streaming. So if you give it a script to read or plug it into ChatGPT, it can read the script as ChatGPT types it out, meaning you don't have the latency of waiting till it has finished completing the whole script before it responds, meaning that you can get, instantaneous sales calls and customer service. Like you could literally have ChatGPT or any sort of AI specifically trained on your customer's data or your company's data to help solve customer service problems. And you could let anyone talk to, right? For all they know, they're literally talking to a person, but it is just your AI that's trained on your company's customer service data, and it can literally have a conversation with them in real time. This is absolutely incredible. I think this whole area of sales and customer support is, and especially call centers, is going to be absolutely disrupted in the very coming near future. And if you think about this, a lot of people are like, oh man, but like, I don't want to talk to like a bot. And on the one hand, I definitely get that, but these things are much more complex, much more powerful than bots if they are actually able to be trained specifically on all of your company's data and give really good insights, right? It's like this customer service request is what we get 90% of the time. We know exactly how to do it. We know all the answers to the questions. We know how to solve it. Plugging that into a system like this, I think, could be incredibly powerful. And on top of that, like you think about people from the UK, maybe they want to hear someone with a British accent talking to them, so it feels like local and native. Maybe someone in the United States would want to hear someone with an American accent talking to them on the phone. And maybe someone in India would like to hear someone with an Indian accent talking to them for their customer support on the phone, right? So I think this would be a very beneficial tool to, you really can get someone speaking not only in your accent, but perhaps I live in Iowa and I want someone with the accent like they're from Iowa, right? Like you can get very geo-targeted. I think that's going to be a massive business to really revolutionize customer support and sales and do it in a way that is very recognizable to people. So this is going to be an interesting area to follow. Of course, Dialpad is doing some interesting things here, but I think 11 Labs is also doing some pretty incredible things as well. And combined, we're going to see some massive disruption for customer service and sales.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT Creators Community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.